Welcome to the Career Ready Podcast. Learn about resumes, cover letters, LinkedIn, interviewing, and all the things you need to be career ready with the Career Services Center at College of DuPage. I'm one of your hosts, Rebecca Harrington. Today, I'm going to talk about asking questions at an interview.
And I'm your other co-host for this episode, Michelle Malik. I'm going to start our episode today by answering a question about contacting an employer before an interview, which was submitted to our listener mailbag at careerpodcast@cod.edu. So a listener this week asked us, should I contact an employer once my application has been submitted? So this is a really interesting question. I feel like there are very two different perspectives here. So kind of want to talk about the cons of doing that and the pros.
All right.
So when a job or internship is posted, there are many applications coming in and employers are really busy trying to review all of those applications. So I would say sending an email to them could add another task on their to-do list. There may also be specific instructions to not contact the company once you've submitted an application. So you'll definitely want to follow those rules. I would also say too, the job application is really unique to the company and they're going to be gathering information from you already. So you could think of it as let your resume and cover letter really speak for itself. And if they are interested, they will reach out to you for an interview and talk to you about next steps. And just keep in mind that this could take time and they are very busy.
I was going to say, I think job seekers are often surprised at the length of time that it takes to go through the process. There's just a lot. I mean, oftentimes they might have to keep the post open for a longer time than they think to get right applicants. I'm sure they're getting applicants, but they may not be what they want. And then sometimes it just takes a while to review everything. So, you know, we think like, hey, it's been a week and I haven't heard anything. It's like they might still be collecting resumes after a week.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And I know I've been on the other end of it too. And I'm like, oh my gosh, why haven't they called me yet?
Yeah, exactly.
So that's a good point.
Yeah.
So on the other hand, though, if you do contact an employer, it could show that you are very interested in the position, that you're taking the time to reach out to them. It could make your name stand out, too, amongst the groups of applicants that are applying, and it may make the employer want to learn more about you. But I would also say pay attention to how you're reaching out, right? So if you're going to be demanding, like, where's my interview?
Yes. I submitted my application a week ago, and I haven't heard anything.
Right. Probably not the best idea. So if you do reach out, be sure that you're professional and that you're kind, and make sure that you're customizing that email and including things like why you're interested in the position, why you're interested in the company and the skills that you have. So it doesn't have to be a lengthy email, but just, you know, trying to
not like I'm sending this to 10 different companies today and it's all the same.
Exactly. Yeah. Because they're going to pick up on that. Mm-hmm. So in summary, I think it's really up to you if you do want to reach out. Each employer will have different perspectives or preferences. Some may like it, some may not. I know I was working with a client and they said that this approach really works for them and they get interviews from it. So you won't really know unless you try it. And if it doesn't work out, then you can always take a different course of action the next time.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it kind of depends too on the kind of position and how uniquely qualified you might be for it and also how you applied for it. Because I think you made a good point. Sometimes when you apply online, it'll just have a statement that says like, do not reach out to us. You know, we don't, whatever. But if you actually know somebody or were introduced to somebody, so you had submitted your resume with an email to a direct person, so you know them, then, you know, following up with just kind of a like you said, just a nice, polite follow-up with, you know, again, why you're interested. Sometimes that could just be a nice reminder. Like, oh, yes, that's right. I got to look at look at that.
That's a good point, too, when someone introduces you to an employer and you have to submit that or remind them, kind of.
Yeah, and then but just a little bit more personal as opposed to just, you know, something where they're getting thousands of applications and, you know, there's not really a specific person to reach out to. If you're just reaching out to HR in general, that's maybe not necessarily going to help.
Yeah. So really good things to think about. And, you know, if you try it and it works for you, let us know. Or if it doesn't work, that's fine too.
Yeah. No, we definitely want to know. Yeah. Send us an email.
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks, Michelle. really great advice and very good question. So today I am going to talk about, or actually we're going to talk about, I shouldn't say I, because I'm going to get Michelle on the conversation too, asking questions at an interview. So if you've ever had an interview, which I'm sure many of us have, you know that at the end, after they've asked all of their questions, the interviewer is going to ask if you have any questions for them. It's tempting to think that, okay, the hard part is done. That means this is just like little chit chat and I don't really have to have questions, but that would be wrong. It's very important that you have questions, especially questions that are going to continue to show your intelligence and why you are right for this job. So this is, as you can tell, our next installment of our interview series, right? Michelle, you and I have both already spent some time talking about how to answer all these questions, right? And so this is now the next step. We've got one more step coming,
right?
with the hopefully you get the job part of it. But this is the final part for the actual interview. And it really is important to think ahead for these questions. Would you say that?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think we're all kind of curious about how that job is going to look, what the environment's going to be. So I think you're missing out on an opportunity if you don't come prepared with questions.
I think that's something that people don't think about, right? Because it's not just them interviewing us, right? And so the questions we ask shows how good we are or how they should think about us. But I think that's another really important point is that we are also interviewing them. Mm-hmm. Is this the right job for us? Is this the right environment for us? And the questions that you ask can absolutely help you assess that information.
And it can help you make a decision at the end of the day.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, maybe you'll get multiple offers and then this will help you choose. So you should go into an interview with at least 3 to 4 questions, right?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, probably more. And you don't have to ask every question that you think of to ask, especially if during the interview they end up answering one of those questions. So I would say that's probably like one of the worst mistakes you could make is if, and it has happened where during the interview, maybe they mention what the hours are or like what the most important project is for this person to work on in the first 6 months. And then you ask that at the end,
right?
Making it clear that you weren't listening.
And I think that's a really good point too. But also if you need to clarify something, that's okay. But yes, do not ask what they've already answered.
Right. Yeah. No, if you say, you know, I remember you mentioned that the most important project to work on in the next, you know, in the first 6 months for this person is this project. Can you explain more about it or something like that? That's totally fine. but yeah, so you don't have to, you know, to ask everything that you've thought of ahead of time. But that's why it's good to come up with a lot of questions so that you definitely have at least 2 to ask. And I would say more is probably better. I mean, you don't want to go crazy. We're not going to ask like 15 questions, but if you have 4 or 5, you know, questions, 6, I mean, if you really have questions, then, you know, be sure to ask them. And it may also be that during the interview, you think of questions that you want to ask. So maybe they mention something during the interview and you think, oh, I didn't see that in the job description. I want to find out more about that. When you go to an interview, you should be bringing paper. Have a folder, a notebook. We call them pad folios, right? Where it's like it has a pad of paper in it. But come with your questions written out so that you don't forget anything. And then during the interview, if you think of a question, it's okay to take a note. You know, obviously don't sit there and write out the whole question. But, you know, taking a note so that you remember to ask it later is totally fine. So your last impression is probably one of the most important, and these questions are an essential part of that last impression. So this is a way for you to learn more about the company and, depending on who's interviewing you, learn about the people who you're going to report to or even work with. So, I mean, it can even be as simple as asking a question of who would I report to or who would be my coworkers or, you know, something like that. And really just getting to know those people.
Yeah, I like that because I don't know about you, but sometimes I've come home from an interview and I'm like, oh, I wish I would have asked that. And now I'm just going to be sitting there thinking about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to give you some potential questions that you can use and adapt for yourself. But when you're thinking of questions, kind of what Michelle said, like think about questions you actually have, you know, use that as your guidepost. You know, if you're genuinely curious about it, then the employers are going to be happy to answer that question. So the first category of questions are ones that are about the job. So for example, a good question that you could ask would be something like, what qualities do you think are most important for someone to excel in this position? Or what would help people do, or what would show that they're a good employee, right? And this question then gives you a chance to, one, learn what they're looking for, and two, after they answer, then you can add a little bit more that talks about why you have some of those key qualities, especially if they mention something that maybe you didn't talk about in your interview or didn't emphasize enough. So basically, you can kind of fix up things in your interview. Have you ever had that happen or had talked to somebody that that happened to where they were like, or they weren't sure if they should talk more after asking a question?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't had anyone talk to me about that, but I know personally for me, I always try to do that too, where if I ask about the qualities they're looking for in a candidate, I always try to say, hey, I have these qualities.
Right. I mean, like that's, you know, it sounds weird to do that, but
right.
It's why we're here.
You're trying to convince them that you that are good for the position.
Absolutely. So. Like, oh, that's great that you mentioned that because mm-hmm. one of my, you know, one of the projects that I worked on before gave me the opportunity to, you know,
right.
Yeah. Kind of gives you that. All right. Some more things you could ask about would be, you know, what's the most important thing for me to accomplish in the first 3 months or 6 months? And notice there's a little bit of different wording with that. You could, and I'm not here to advocate for one or the other, but like the first one I said was, you know, what qualities do you think are the most important for someone to excel? Whereas this one actually says me.
Ooh.
So I don't know. I read a few articles and I've heard different arguments for it because you don't want to seem like too presumptuous.
Right.
But then again, you want them to start thinking of you or picturing you mm-hmm. in the position. So, you know, if you're comfortable with it and you want to do that, go ahead. But yeah, that's the idea, though, is to get that idea of exactly, you know, what they have plans for. And then you can also really just ask any question about the role, the onboarding process, the training process. You know, where do you expect that I'll be or someone in this role will be after 6 months? Or how do you help people get up to speed? Who's somebody that I can go ask questions of or to go to assistance for? Things that I have questions on. A couple things with this. So this shows that you know what's important, mm-hmm. right? You understand that, you know, you care about it. You care about the role, what's going to happen. You want to make sure about that. But it's also going to give you a better picture of what the role is going to look like and if they have things set up the way that you like.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
Right? Like, so if you're someone that is likes to just kind of dive in yourself and figure it out, okay. And then if they're like, yep, you'll be spending every day of your first 3 months in a training class and, you know, you must follow things exactly and you won't have any freedom, then maybe that's not for you, right?
Right.
Or more likely, it's probably the other way where they're like, you know, yeah, you know, we just kind of let you kind of, you know, we think the best thing is just for people to figure it out as they go. And you're like, that sounds like a recipe for this not working out.
Right.
So I always say, you know, you want to have like a positive vibe to your questions, but yet, you know, you'll be surprised even if you ask them in a positive way that you can still get an answer that's kind of negative. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. We'll talk about that a little bit more later, but that's always interesting to me, what kind of answers you get. Another great area to ask questions about would be about the team and or the department. It's a good idea to phrase these, as I was talking about, in a positive way, because you want to give people that chance to talk positively about their department. But, you know, like I said, you'll be surprised they even get things that's an answer that's a little bit more negative. So, like, I always think of it as, like, let's say you were going to hire a babysitter
right.
for your kids, right? And, you know, if you ask them, you know, well, what is your favorite part about watching kids? you know, you think to yourself, like, well, I mean, they're just going to answer. Of course, they're going to answer that properly. You know, they're going to say, like, oh, because I love children and I really love to play games and, you know, whatever. But what if they answered and they're like, I don't know, I like making money and it's pretty easy, you know, then okay, no, not the babysitter for me, you know. So if you say something, ask a question like, what are the reasons this team is successful, right? Or, you know, what do you enjoy best about working for this company? If they can't really give a good answer to that, that says a lot.
It really does. Yeah. And I mean, I know that that's a really important question for me to ask about, because I want to know what a team looks like, how they function together. Mm-hmm. What are their strengths? What are some challenges they go through? So that's really important, because you may be working with that team for a long time if you get the job.
Yeah. And I think asking about challenges is good. And you can even, you can still word that in a positive way of like, how does this team work to overcome challenges? You know, or what are the challenges this team is is facing, and how are you working to overcome those or to get through those? Because again, if they can't answer that well, that's not good.
Right.
Yeah. So it gives you a lot of insight into the company and the culture. So again, if it's really a good specific answer, that's great. If it's really vague or not positive, then that's maybe not the place for you. Okay. One last kind of general area is asking questions about the company, right? So we got the job, we got the department, and now the company as a whole. So think about what you'd like to know about the company that would be helpful for you to succeed at the job. Hopefully you've done some research where you've learned about the company, or in the interview itself, they've talked about the goals of the company. This is definitely a time to mention, I didn't put this in my notes, but don't ask anything you could Google. Like, how much, what's your, you know, company's annual revenue, or, you know, something that, again, it's maybe kind of like easy information that would be out there. But definitely anything that shows that you've done that research and then you're kind of adding to it. So, you know, if they've talked about the goals, for example, then you could ask some more in-depth questions, which is kind of what you were, we were talking about earlier. Or if they told you a team goal, then maybe ask how that team goal fits with the company's goals as a whole. So for example, maybe during the interview process, they mentioned that they're rolling out a new product and that this role that you're interviewing for is going to help create a marketing strategy for that new product. Then during the question phase, you might ask something like, during the interview, you mentioned that the company is going to be rolling out a new product. Can you share how this new product fits in with the goals of the company as a whole? Right. Or if they didn't mention anything about goals, then you could ask what the goals are and how the team works to fulfill those goals. You could also ask about the company's future. Something like, how do you see the company evolving over the next 5 years? Or what are the future goals of the company? And how will my role fit into that? Or how does the department fit into that future? Again, if they're not able to answer those questions, then that says something potentially about the manager or about the company, and you'll have to decide what that might mean for you.
Yeah, I was going to mention, one of my mentors told me one time that that's a great question to ask, because where do you see the company in 5 years? Or what are your goals in 5 years? Thinking into the future.
Yeah. I mean, they asked that. They asked that of us.
That's true.
Right? So you, it's fair play to, then they should be able to answer it back, right? Mm-hmm. If I need to know where I want to be in 5 years,
right,
then hopefully you have an idea of where the company is going in 5 years. So basically, overall, your goal in asking questions is to show that you're curious, show that you know what's needed, or that you know what you need to know, right, in order to be successful at the position. Shows that you're smart, that you think about this, that you care, you're concerned, you have an interest. Show them that you want this job and help them picture you in the job. When you, because again, for each of these questions, then, as we talked about, you can then respond. You know, like, oh, that's really great that that's your goal, because in the past, I've done this to help people fulfill that goal, right?
Yeah. It's only helping you. And I think, too, the good part about asking questions is I usually use that information to write my thank you letter, too, to show that to show that I've been paying attention. If someone says something about the company or the culture, I try to put that into the thank you to make it more personalized.
That is a really great point. Absolutely. Yeah, I think it's essential that you kind of have that. If you ask the right questions, that you're getting that insight, and then that kind of helps you stand out from other applicants in that thank you.
Right.
Yeah. definitely. Any, before I get into the last part, any other questions that you've heard of or like good ones that people could ask? You know, I mean, we all know what the last question is going to be.
Right.
But other than that, anything, so anything that you've heard of or questions or ones to avoid?
Well, I think, I'm not sure if we have, I think we've talked about this before, but do not ask about benefits.
Oh,
this
good,
time.
Good point. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm not sure if we've mentioned the podcast yet.
Even if we have, it doesn't hurt to say it again.
Right. Still good for you to know. Yeah. The benefits talk shouldn't come until you're offered the position.
Yes. And some companies will like give you a benefits overview because that's part of them selling you on the job. But even still, this is not the time, you know, to bring that up as far as, you know, specifics about, you know, unless they ask about it, because that can happen where they might want to know if you need a flexible work arrangement or, you know, what your hours need to be. But we don't necessarily want to bring that up.
Right.
You know, if they bring it up, that's okay.
Yeah. I think when you ask about benefits, it gives off the wrong impression because especially if you ask it very early on, because then it's showing the employer that that is maybe all you care about. But I struggle with that because benefits are important. We all need to live. So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, again, though, that's where I think, you know, you could ask yourself, is the company doing a good enough job of like sharing some of that benefit information before you go in for the interview? But really, the offer is the time. You know, that's where you, because that's kind of, and we're going to talk about this. This will be our next interview episode will be on negotiation. So just, you know, kind of keep this in the back of your mind that that's where you get, you have a little bit of an upper hand for that brief moment when they've decided that you're the one that they want. And before you start where you might have that discussion in a more valuable way. Whereas if you do it here, you're still trying to get them to give you that offer. So maybe you'll commit to something that you'd rather not commit to.
Right.
You know, so it's better. The other thing is just to, you know, kind of, again, it's not that you can't ask about challenges or, you know, issues, they need, problems they need solving, you know, because again, that kind of still has a positive tone to it. But don't get overly familiar where it's like, all right, give me the scoop. What's really bad here?
Right.
Like, why don't I want to work here? You know, and like think that you're being clever or something like that. Like, it's just not a good look.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. All right. So here it is. As you know, Michelle, she knew what I meant when I said we know what the last question is going to be because it's always going to be the same. It's where are you at in the hiring process or what is next in the hiring process? This gives you the opportunity to learn what's going on. Are you the first person they're interviewing? Are you the last? When do they expect to make a decision? Are you going to meet with anyone else? This can help you with your follow-up. I was thinking about your question in my mind earlier that, you know, you're talking about following up after the application, but it's even a question of should you follow up after the interview or when? I mean, we know you're going to send a thank you,
right?
Right. But it's also that same thing of like, okay, well, I had the interview, I sent my thank you. Should I follow up after that? You know, even though they told me they would be following up with me, should I follow up? And it's a little different than after sending in your application, but it's also kind of similar where it's like we really need to be careful that we're not hounding them, that if we do follow up, it's with a purpose. And I think if you ask that question of where are you in the hiring process, that will help you, right? So like if they say, yep, we're almost done with our interviews. And so we're going to be making a decision by the end of the week. And then it's the next week and it's maybe the middle of the week and you haven't heard anything. Then I think it's more of a fair game to reach out and say, you know, just wanted to follow up. But again, same as what we were talking about in the first part. You're going to be very positive. You're going to be, you know, not like, hey, you said you'd email me and I haven't heard from you. Like, you know, we're going to be nice. I actually was at a panel recently with employers talking about this, and they said it's really not necessarily a bad idea. Again, if you were expecting to hear and you didn't hear, to follow up. Again, you still may not hear anything. Sometimes, again, the process just works the way it works, but sometimes it could be they just get busy,
right?
And they forgot to. Or they just haven't had time to get to it. And so then they can just say like, hey, we're still working on it, you know, and let you know. And that's all I have for, I mean, it seems like such a simple topic, but it is a lot.
It's important. Yeah. You want to make sure that you're prepared for the interview. And that's one of the ways that you become prepared is by having those questions at the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Again, you know, it's okay to ask them, and you certainly want to have them prepared. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wonderful. Well, thank you to all of our listeners for joining us today. And thanks, Rebecca, for all of that wonderful information. We hope that you feel prepared to ask questions in an interview. Earlier in the episode, you did hear an answer to a listener question. And if you have a question you want to hear answered in a future episode, you can submit it to careerpodcast@cod.edu. As we end here, we encourage you to join us for our next episode, where we will interview a hiring manager who will share tips on how to prepare for the job search.
Yeah, you don't want to miss that.
No.
I mean, yeah. Like a real, real person who makes hiring decisions.
Right.
That's good.
Probably a good idea to listen to.
Thanks, everyone.